Halacha Tet Zayin in the Ben Ish Chai, Parshat Vayera. Achar Shiniach Tfilin Shel Rosh. After one places on Tfilin Shel Rosh, as Techef Umiyad, Yigmor Anachat Tfilin Shel Yad. Right away, you put on, after putting on Tfilin Shel Rosh, you finish the Tfilin Shel Yad. בשלוש קריחות שקורך באצבע האמצעי הנקרא אמה. The middle finger is called the אמה. The middle finger is called the אמה. In the middle finger, you're going to tie and finish doing the wrapping. How do we do that? Says the בן איש חי. ויעשה קריחה אחת בפרק האמצעי של האצבע ושתי קריחות בפרק התחתון. You do one knot in the middle, and two on the bottom. What does this mean? Take your finger, your middle finger, it's divided into three parts. Okay, you bend it, it's divided into three parts. There's the part where the fingernail is, there's the middle part, and the bottom part that's closest to your palm. So you take one wrapping of the retzu'ah in the middle, and two on the bottom part closest to your palm. So altogether it's three. The top part where the fingernail is doesn't get any. You make one wrapping, one twist in the middle part of your finger, and two wrappings in the bottom part closer to your palm. ולפי דברי הרב מצד שימורים, זל יאמר בעת שעושה הקריחות הנזכרות, פסוק. And according to the Sefer Matzat Shimurim, one should say, "Varastich li laolam, varastich li betzedek u'mishpat u'bechetz u'rachamim, varastich li be'emuna ve'yadata et Hashem." Varastich li comes from the lashon of marriage, so it's like putting a ring on the finger. This is consummating the marriage between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillin, like we said, the tefillin is an ot; it's a pact. So this part of it is like the marriage process. Al Chayud Zayin. Achar she'asa shlosha krichot hanizkarot al ha'etzba. After one has made the three wrappings, the turnings of the retzu'ah on your finger, v'gamar tefillin shel yad, and you have now completed tefillin shel yad, az yachnis ha'retzu'ot shel tefillin shel rosh ba'avneto b'seder zeh. What should you do? You take your straps that are coming over your neck and are now in front of you. They're from the shelrosh. And you put them into your belt. This is the order that you do it. Dahainu. Ritzua shel smol yachnisenu bakatze ha'elyon shel ha'evnet keneged ha'chazeh shelo. The left strap, there's two straps coming down over your chest. The left strap you put in from the top. Urtzua ta'yemin, and the right strap you go from underneath your belt into your belt, so it's facing upwards. You're going like scooping it out from underneath. יחניסנו באבנת למטה, בקצה התחתון של האבנת, כדי שיהיה כנגד הטבור שלו. That one also is a little bit slanted, and it starts from your neck, and it makes on its way towards the belly button on a slant. So the left one is straight, and the right one is slanted towards your belly button. This is all based on Kabbalah. Really, it's just enough to put it in your belt. But again, the beauty of the Ben Ish Chai is that he gives us these Kabbalistic points, even though, you know, without us delving into it necessarily. Besod va'echad gavoa min hashanit, as it's brought down that one is higher than the other one. Ve'adua dechesed nikra arich u'gvura katzir, kmo shekatub bepatach Eliyahu, chad arich v'chad katzir. Ve'kol ze yaseh me'umad. And all this you should do while you're standing. Ve'izaher la'asim sofek kitzvot shel ratzuot, gam ken ba'avnet. And one should be careful that the edges, the real important part is that the edges should not be facing towards the floor. Sheikhnis kulam shelo yumshulashim la'aretz. Api Kabbalah, the Ben Ish Chai brings, it's important that the edges of your straps should not be facing downwards. Kanizkar b'matzat shimurim u'mishnat chasidim. U'ma shekatavti la'asot achnasat ha'retzu'ot ba'avnet. Achar shelosha krichot shel etzba. And this that I brought down, says the Ben Ish Chai, to fix your straps that are going into the belt after we finish the process of the finger, of wrapping the middle finger. Ken yiram leshon moreno Rav Chaim Vital Zal. This you could see from the language of Rav Chaim Vital in the book called Olat Tamid, Yuyan Sham. וכן מפורש בספר משנת חסידים, וכן העליתי בספרי הקטן מקבצאל. אף אגב, הדבר זה אינו מפורש בספר הכוונות לרבנו אריזל. בן איש חי says, even though you don't find this explicitly in the works of the אריזל, in ספר הכוונות, nevertheless, בן איש חי also knew the works of רב חיים ויטל, and saw that this is the proper way to do it. First, you finish your finger, wrapping around your middle finger, and then you put in the straps, making sure, like we said, that they don't face towards the bottom. הלכה י' ח' קודם הנחת תפילין של ראש בראשו, before one places the תפילין של ראש on his head, יסתכל בשבעה זיינין, שיש בשני שינין. You look at the seven zayins that there is on the shin. If you look, you take the תפילין של ראש, you see that the תפילין של ראש has two shins, one on each side, one with three zayins, it's composed of three zayins, and one with four zayins, meaning it has like stems, four stems, and one has three stems. So you look at those three and four, making seven zayins before you put them on. Right? The Ben Ish Chai here is revealing a little bit about what the Kabbalah says about these zayinim. דעית בו רזין סתימין עמוקין. It has very deep secrets. כמו שכתוב בזוהר הקדוש, as it is brought down in the Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar actually says in Parshat Ekev. The Zohar in Parshat Ekev, Daf Reish Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, says like this, that the secret of these seven Zayinim on the Tefillin, I should buckle up for this one. It's going to seem to some of you like Kabbalah 101. Buckle up. Are connected to the 7 days of the week. The seven Zayins that are in the Shin are connected to the 7 days of the week. They are connected to the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. They're connected to the seven arms of the menorah. And they're connected to the seven levels that the world rests upon. And the Zohar ends with this language. Ve'inun yesoda v'shorcha dekula. And these seven Zayinim that are in the Tefillin Shel Rosh are the yesod, are the foundation of all these that we have mentioned. Okay, so we'll leave the understanding of that for after age 40 and after we have mastered Shas, but just to get an understanding of what's going on here. There's a tremendous significance to these seven Zayins that appear in Tefillin Shel Rosh. This, in reality, this shouldn't really strike us as strange because we know that the Tefillin Shel Rosh coincide with the Tefillat Amidah. We mentioned before that the Ben Ish Chai points out, Tefillin Shel Rosh coincide with Tefillat Amidah. That's why we kiss the Tefillin Shel Rosh right before Amidah. In Ga'al Yisrael, after saying Ga'al Yisrael, one kisses the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And the Amidah is the highest level of the Tefillah. That's the point where you're mamash standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point where you're mamash standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it shouldn't, and it's placed where? On our head. Or our machshavot are, or our kavanot are. So it shouldn't strike us as odd that it's connected to such deep matters. Let's go on. והובא זה בדברי האחרונים זה. ודע, כי אף על גב דמרן זל בסוף סימן חפזיין כתב, even though מרן, who's מרן? השולחן ערוך, רבי יוסף קארו, wrote, תפילין של ראש, טוב להניחם גלויים, the תפילין של ראש, it's good to leave them uncovered, that's according to the פשט, הנה, המקובלים זל סביר אלו לכסות בתלית. According to the Kabbalah, one should cover his tefillin with the talit. The tefillin shel Rosh should be covered, and the tefillin shel Yad, we mentioned yesterday, as well should be covered. Again, this is one of those halachot that a person has to know how to translate. If a person is a beginner, if a person is new, and he's just started putting on tefillin, and the next thing after that, he's looking for the seven zayins in the tefillin shel Rosh, and he doesn't even know what a zayin is, because he just learned the alphabet, and he didn't get up to zayin yet, and he's trying to cover his tefillin shel Rosh, then you have to know how to translate these things. The first step is put on your tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh. Finished. After that, when you're comfortable and you feel comfortable with what you're doing and you're ready to move on, then you could be makpid. But there's nothing wrong with learning all these things. There's nothing wrong with a person having a broad understanding of what Yahadut, of what Judaism is all about, and the deep heritage that the Sfaradim have in general. That's good. Eventually, what you'll do, you'll get to a point where you plug it in. הנה, המקובלים זם סביר אלו לכסות בתלית, שהוריד התלית עד סוף המצח. You should, according to the Ben Ish-Chai, you should take the talit until the bottom of your forehead. You should cover it entirely. ותאמם ונימוקם ממם על פי הסוד, and the Ben Ish-Chai doesn't want to reveal to us why we do this. We'll have to save that. וזה עיקר. And this is the main way. So once again, those of you that want to come to Kabbalah class on Thursday night, after Chatzot, are welcome. הלכה יוטט. יזהר שלא יוציא תפילין של ראש מן הכיס, אלא עד שיניח תפילין של יד. One should be careful that you should not remove the תפילין של ראש from the pocket which they are in until after you have totally put on your תפילין של יד. Meaning you have put on your תפילין של יד and then you stick your hand into the pocket of the תפילין של ראש and you take it out. ויקשרנו במקום הכיפורות. After you have fully put on the תפילין של יד and you tied them, then you take out the תפילין של ראש. ואם יש שמש לפניו ורוצה להכין לו את התפילין של ראש, להוציא מן הכיס קודם שקרח שבעה כריכות על הזרוע לתלמבה. ואם יש שמש לפניו, if there is somebody, you have, let's say, somebody helping you. You have a שמש, he's taking out your תפילין, somebody's taking out your talit, you know, you're a big חשוב rabbi, and there's somebody doing all this stuff for you, then fine. Then he could take it out of the pocket. There's no, Ben Ish-Chai is telling us, there's no inyan necessarily to keep it covered. It's just that you're not going to, what happens is, if you take it out, you know, and you're going to leave them revealed, and you're not using them now, it's not as respectful. Therefore, a person should take them out only after, when he's ממש ready to put them on. ורק יזהר, שלא יציינו מן הכיס, אלא עד שיקשור התפילין של יד, במקום הכיבורת. ויש בני אדם נכבדים, and there are important people, שהשמש מכין להם במקומם, בבית הכנסת הציצית והתפילין, שהוציאה מן הכיסים, קודם שיבואו, וצריך למחות בידם שלא יעשו כן. There are those that take out the talit and tefillin and leave them out before the person gets there בכלל. So they're just sitting there outside. So that's a little bit of a, that's not respectful to the mitzvah simply. Okay. הלכה חף. מי שלא היה לובש אלא רק תפילין של ראש. One who was only wearing תפילין של ראש. Why was he only wearing תפילין של ראש? Because he couldn't find his תפילין של יד. This is all he had. So does that mean that he should not wear tefillin shel rosh? There are two separate mitzvot. There are two separate mitzvot. The mitzvah of tefillin shel yad is a mitzvah, and mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh is a mitzvah. Therefore, let's say, for example, if a person has a cast covering his whole arm, and he's not able to put on tefillin shel yad, does he not then put on tefillin shel rosh? Absolutely not. You do put on tefillin shel rosh. It's two separate mitzvot. They're not connected one to the other. If some, for some reason somebody has a headache and you can't put on tefillin shel rosh, you know, we're talking about a serious headache, not just a bad day type of headache, a real headache, and you're not able to place anything on his head, whatever he places on his head causes him pain. No. So then, does he not put on tefillin shel yad? He does. Two separate mitzvot. So here, in a similar vein, מי שלא היה לובש אלא רק תפילין של ראש, מפני שלא היה לו תפילין של יד, he did not have tefillin shel yad. ואחר שלבש תפילין של ראש, after he's already wearing tefillin shel rosh, הביאו לו תפילין של יד. They go, somebody brings him tefillin shel yad. What should you do? Again, there's a certain order. What's bothering the Ben Ish-Chai? The bothering the Ben Ish-Chai is a certain order that you have to do things in the heavens. העליתי בתשובה בסייעתא דשמיא בספרי הקטן רב פעלים, שצריך להסיר תפילין של ראש מעליו. You have to remove the תפילין של ראש, כדי שילבש תפילין של יד תחילה, so that you put on תפילין של יד first, ואחר כך יניח תפילין של ראש. And then you put on the תפילין של ראש. We saw a similar הלכה in tzitzit. If you were wearing your תפילין, and you didn't have a talit for whatever reason, and then somebody gave you a talit, what do you do, says the Ben Ish-Chai? Take off your תפילין, put on your talit with a bracha, put back your תפילין, but in this case you wouldn't make a bracha on the תפילין, because you took them off, like we mentioned, and you planned on putting them on immediately afterwards, and there was nothing in the middle that constituted hefsek. You didn't go to the bathroom or something like that. You just stood there and put on your talit. So then you take off your tefillin, put on your talit, then put on your tefillin again. ועוד העליתי שם בסייעתא דשמיא, I have also written there with the help of the Almighty, שאם היה לובש תפילין בלא תלית גדול, מפני שלא היה לו תלית גדול, in the case that we just mentioned, a person did not have a תלית גדול, ואחר כך הביאו לו תלית גדול, and one brought him a תלית גדול, שצריך להסיר התפילין, You should remove the tefillin, v'ilvash ha-talit, and then put on the talit. V'achagach ilvash ha-tefillin b'lo bracha. Then you put back the tefillin on without a bracha. V'chen muchach liyot al pi divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. According to the Arizal, you have to have it this way. Why is that so? Because there's a certain order of things that have to follow. Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Ben Ish Chai now is going to talk to us about the parshiyot of the tefillin and the special mitzvah that we have of mitzvah tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Arba parshiyot yesh b'tefillin. There are four parshiyot in the tefillin. Kadesh, v'haya kevi'acha, Shema, v'haya im Shamua. V'ze seder hanachatan l'svarat Rashi. There are four parshiyot. There's Kadesh, which is in Shmot Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph through Yud. Then there's V'haya kevi'acha, which is in Shmot Yud Gimel as well, Pasuk Yud Aleph through Tet Zayim. Shema, in Dvarim Vav, Dalet through Tet. And then V'haya im Shamua, which is Dvarim Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel through Chaf Aleph. Those are the four parshiyot that are in the tefillin. In the tefillin Shel Rosh, they are separated. You see there are different compartments. Right. Each one has its own parchment. In the tefillin Shel Yad, it's one long writing. One long writing that just follows each other. Now, there's a machloket between Rashi and Tosfot. It's really a big machloket Rishonim. A big machloket Rishonim of how to set up exactly these parshiyot. Does it go like we just mentioned it? Kadesh, Vayayim, Kiyaviyacha, Shman, Vayayim, Shamoah, or Rabbeinu Tam has a different way of setting it up. Ach, Lesvarat Rabbeinu Tamzal, Sidran, Kadesh, first is Kadesh, Vayayim, Kiyaviyacha, Vayayim, Shamoah, and Shema. There's a different, when you say Tfilin Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what's the difference between them? They both have the same parshiyot. They're both made the same way. The question is how to organize the parshiyot inside. That's the only difference between them. They say a story that Rabbeinu Tam was the grandson of Rashi. And Rashi was holding his grandson on his knees and he was wearing tefillin. And his tefillin, I think if I have the story straight, they shifted a little. So Rabbeinu Tam, as a little kid, straightened out the tefillin, Shel Rosh. He straightened his grandfather's tefillin out. So Rashi said, this boy is going to argue with me and on my shitan tefillin. Okay? The Katav HaLevush. Now, the minhag kisvarat Rashi Zal, the minhag is to wear like Rashi tefillin. Katav HaLevush Zal. The pam achat nafla bima shal kever Yechezkel HaNavi'. One time, the covering of the tombstone of Yechezkel HaNavi', it fell off. Alav Shalom. Umatzu sham tefillin yishanim me'od. And they found old tefillin that date back many, many years. And this was a great opportunity to see which is the right shita, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. V'ayu keseder Rashi, and the order of the tefillin was like Rashi. So people automatically took that to mean that the right shita is like Rashi. V'ine batchila hayu choshvim machloket zeu kishar machloket shesvara achat batela. Originally, people thought that Rashi was the correct shita, and really that's the most widespread shita, and Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily the right shita. Achbar Rabbeinu Arizal, the Arizal came along, v'egid bekabbalah mepi Eliyahu zachur latov. The Arizal had a direct connection and chavruta, like we mentioned, with Eliyahu Navi, and he revealed to him a little secret. You should know, shishnei asvarot emet, they're both the right shitot. V'tzarich lema betravayu, and you have to do both of them, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. ומימות משה רבנו עליו השלום ועד הגאונים היו מניחים שני זוגות. And from the generations of משה רבנו until the גאונים, they used to wear two tefillin. וכן איתה בגמרה. And the Gemara, it's brought down the Gemara. מקום יש בראש להניח בו שני זוגות. There's place on your forehead to put on two sets of tefillin. Why does the Gemara make such an ambiguous statement? Why does the Gemara say there's place on your body to wrap with two talit? Or there's room in your stomach to eat two kazetot on Pesach of Matzah? What does the Gemara say? You should just know that there's a place on your forehead to put on two tefillin. I wonder what that could mean. Says the Arizal, and the Ben Ish Chai is revealing to us that really both shitot are correct. Ubazor chadash ita, and it brought down in the Zohar, al ktsat bnei adam demanichim shnei zugot misafek delo yadi beraz adad et ravai utzichu. People that put on both shitot out of doubt, but they don't know, says the Zohar, that both are necessary. You have to put Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Al ken, therefore, yirei shamayim yase shnei zugot tefillin. One who has true fear of heaven, and that's the minhag of the Sfaradim, is to wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Echad kisvarat Rashi, v'echad kisvarat Rabbeinu Tam. V'yochash shtehem biyado. And the Ben Ish Chai is going to tell us how to put them on, both of them together. Api Kabbalah, you should wear ideally both of them at one time. You should have in mind that you're only fulfilling the one that's the right shita, api pshat, but a person, api Kabbalah, is supposed to wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at one time. V'echnisem bezro v'ikshirem ze lemal meze, you put them both onto your kibbot, your muscle, tetzarich sheneach shneem yachad, v'lo ka'otam shemanichim shel Rashi lechud v'shel Rabbeinu Tam lechud. Not like those that place Rashi separately and then Rabbeinu Tam. Gam tzarich sheneach tfilin shel Rabbeinu Tam lemal mishel Rashi, the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam should be above the ones of Rashi, ben barosh, ben bayad, whether it's the tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad, ki ma'alat b'chinat tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam gedola mebchinat tefillin shel Rashi. The level of tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is higher, says the Ben Ish Chai, than the level of the tefillin shel Rashi. Exact opposite of what we think. It's exact opposite of what we think. ולכן המנהג לעשות בית תפילין דרבנו תן קטן משל רשי, they make them smaller. והצד המחובה בזרוע הוא העליון, לכך יכניס תחילה של רשי, ויברך עליו אחר שיקשור אותו על הקיבורת, ואחר כך יכניס של רבנו תם, ונמצא בזה של רבנו תם מניחין למעלה משל רשי. וכל זה בבתים, when you're putting, that's in regards to the box, אבל הרצועות, meaning the boxes, the Rabbeinu Tam is first, and then Rashi. But when it comes to the straps, the Ratzuot, Yenech Ratzua Shel Tefillin De Rabbeinu Tam, Tachat Ratzua Shel Rashi, the straps of the Rabbeinu Tam should be on the bottom. Lekach Yaseh Rochav Ratzua Shel Rabbeinu Tam Katzar Mishel Rashi, that's why it should be a little thinner, so that the straps of the Rashi Tefillin should cover them. Kedei Shetitkaseh Ba. Vechem Bishel Rosh, Yenech Shel Rabbeinu Tam Lemala Mishel Rashi, in the Tefillin Shel Rosh as well, the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam should be first. וגם הקשר לתפילין דרבנו תם, יהיו בעורף גבוה מעט משל רשי, and in the knot in the back of your neck, the קשר of the רבנו תם should also be higher a little bit. ורק הרצועות יורדים מן הקשר שבעורף, ולמטה, only the straps coming down, those תעביר רצועה רבנו תם תחת רצועה של רשי, שתתכסה בה. There the straps of רבנו תם should be covered as well. רמז לדבר, שמר תם וראה ישר, ולכל דברים אלו יש טעם על פי הסוד. Everything that we have mentioned as the Ben Ish Chai about how to put on Tefillin Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together has strong reasons and strong roots על פי קבלה. ואין לשנות מזה, and do not change from this. גם יזהר שלא ייתן הקציצה של האחד על המעברתה של האחד. You should be careful that the קציצה, the bottom part of the Tefillin, and the top, the box part, the bite, and the קציצה is the bottom part, the base. In the back of the base is like a hallway where the strap goes through. So when you're putting on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you should make sure that they're not one on top of the other. אלא יהיו סמוכים זה תחת זה ומנוחים כולם על הבשר, וכאשר כתבתי בסייעתא דשמיא בספרי הקטן מקבצאל. As I've written in Kabtzel. Today, there are many people who do not place them together, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, because it's difficult to know how to place them on together. You have to sit with someone who's been doing it and explains to you exactly how to place them on at the same time. It's difficult to know how to place them on at the same time. So many people, what they do is they place them on one after the other. Now, Minhag Bnei Sfarad is that the Sfaradim put on Rabbeinu Tam only after the wedding. Chacham Ben Tzion brings it down as is in his Shu'ot Or LeTzion. Chacham Avadia brings it down as well. Rabbi Ben Tzion, Chacham Ben Tzion Abashol brings down that only after the wedding do the Sfaradim wear Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Up until the wedding, Tefillin shel Rashi. After the wedding, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. You don't forsake either of them. You keep wearing them. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Daled says about Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Lo yaase ken ele mi shemuchzak umfursam bechasidut. Only one, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, only one who's mamash does everything api chasidut, everything within the letter of the law on the highest levels, the Shulchan Aruch says. Nevertheless, the poskim bring down that today, Rav Avadya brings down his tshuvot, that since it's so widespread, Rabbeinu Tam, and this was already dating back a few generations, and you see the Ben Ish Chai doesn't make any difference as well, even back then already. Today, since everybody wears Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, so it's not considered something that's saved just for the higher people who do things all on, you know, lefi chasidut and lefi kabbalah or whatnot. But today everybody wears, it's a minhag, a widespread minhag, that everybody after the wedding, all Sfaradim, after the wedding, wear Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Before the wedding, wear Rashi, and after the wedding, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam.